Okay, look, let's get into Rus Paragimel. Rus Paragimel. Again, the parak starts off with Rus still being poor, but she is taken care of by Boaz, and the promise that Boaz says that she could always collect in her field, and she and Naama do that until the end of the season. Finally, in Paragimel, Naomi comes and says that we have to take action. Interesting, up until now, Naomi, told Ruth earlier, stay away, but now Naomi tells her what to do. She says, you have to go. I want to be able to secure your future. Boaz is our relative. This is what you have to do. Go in stealth. Go at night. Wash yourself, put on nice clothes, and go to the Goren, and make sure nobody sees you. And when Boaz goes to sleep, go lie at the foot of his bed, and he'll tell you what to do. Those are all the instructions. And Rus says, yes, okay, I will do it. She understands what needs to be done. She goes down to the Goren, and Boaz eats and drinks, and Vayitav Libo, and he goes to sleep. And in the middle of the night, he realizes that there is somebody at his feet, and there is a female there, and he says, who are you? And she responds, it is Rus, please spread your cloak on me, as we'll see, a lashon of marriage, because you are the Redeemer, even though Chazal say Boaz was 80 years old at the time, and he could have reacted in any way, and he says, you are blessed, I will take care of you. The problem is that there is someone who is a closer relative than me, so we have to wait to see if he wants to redeem you, so to speak, and marry you. Sleep here tonight, and we will see tomorrow. And in the morning, before it gets light, please go back. And on the way out, he gives her 6 barley seeds or barley bundles. She returns to Naomi. Naomi says, who are you? Meaning, did anything happen? And she says exactly what happened. And now Naomi says, okay, now we have to wait and see what Boaz does. So that is the parak. Let's get back to the beginning now. So beginning of Paragimel, we again find Rus and Naomi in the situation where they are gathering. Just one ha'ara, I could have mentioned the last parak. I'll mention this parak. Rav Nevenzahl, in his Sefer on Bamidbar, discusses how Rus and the story of Rus is somehow, on a number of levels, a tikkun for the original story of Moav of Lot. Of Lot and then Lot and his daughters. Lot rejected Chesed. Lot was full of Chesed in Avraham's house, and then he rejected it to go to Moav. And Rus, obviously, is from Moab, and she brings the chesed back to Yisrael. That's one idea. But another idea is Lot had everything. How did he move? What made him go away from Avram Avinu? It was Gashmias. It was Taiva. It was a rutzon to leave, not so much to leave Tzedek, but he gave up the life of Tzedek and being surrounded by righteous people to go to follow his taiva and be surrounded by Rishoyim. And Rus did exactly the opposite. She left a place of taiva. She left a place of Gashmias, but she was the daughter of a princess, and she could have had whatever she wanted. And she went, it was Mevater on all the Inyani Olamazet to go back to be in an environment of righteousness. So exactly the opposite, but that is the tikkun Rav Nevenzahl points out. So now we start this parak. Vatomer la Naomi. So Naomi says to her, Achamosa, her mother-in-law, Biti, halo avakish lach manoach asher yitav lach. I want to find you manoach. Ultimately, Chazal say that menucha is only found when a person is married. With all the gifts in the world that a woman could have, her ultimate menucha is with a husband. But also related to this might be the Mishpat Zozov, says maybe there's a deeper level and a deeper idea that is being merumas here. He quotes from the Sefer Minchas Erev, right? The Gemara Baba Basra, Tzadi Aleph, I don't know if we mentioned this Chazal yet. Tzadi Aleph and Aleph are a number of the Chazals about Boaz, but the Gemara says there that Boaz, who was also Iv's son, had 60 children. The Pasuk says in Shoftim, Vahilo Shloshim Banim Shloshim Banos. And the Gemara says that he made 60 weddings, but he never invited Manoach. He never invited Manoach. Why? Because Manoach didn't have any children. And he felt that he's not going to be able to invite me. Maybe he could say it was even L'shem Shemayim. He would feel bad. But Bekulam Ozimen as Manoach. Omar Kunda Akra, this sterile mule. He doesn't have any children. But my Parali. Right, he's no way to pay back. But also, if you want to say it with a little more L'shem Shemayim, but the Gemara says V'kulan Mesa B'chayev, they all died. They all died in Boaz's lifetime. So at this point, he had no children and no wife. So Manoach. Manoach had one child that saved Am Yisrael. That was Shimshon, right? But the Gemara here says, the Pasuk here says that Nami says to Rus, Avakish loch Manoach. Don't worry, you marry him, you'll have a child. Don't worry, this time we'll avai Manoach. So the child's not going to die. Don't worry about it. That's the remez here. Sherus lo tachshosh mi linasi laboa shema abedet shetele yamuz gam hu. Amr lanami shein lama malachshosh. Shema shikfar tit'ag lahazminas manoach. Avakesh locha manoach. Amazing, amazing remez. V'yata, let's go back to the psukim. Halaboaz moda atanu. Boaz is our relative. Asher hayit etnar osav. Hinei hu zore es goren hasor malayla. Tonight he is winnowing on his in his storage house. He is winnowing. Rashi, what do you mean he's winnowing in a storage house? And he's going to sleep in the storage house? Rashi says it was a dar of ganavim. And he had to guard his own storage house. He slept there. Rashi, shaya hadar parutz begneva v'gazel vaya yashin begarno, l'shmar garno. Right? He had to sleep there in order to guard his... the heart is goren. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out, it must not have been such a great shmira, right? If the Rus was able to come in and crawl in at night and go to sleep at his feet, and he didn't even notice. So he must not have been a good shmira, but it could be that they know that he could wake up at any moment. They could wake up at any moment, and therefore it is, it is something that still had a certain level of shmira. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also points out, Lafib Shuto, this parak teaches us about Zrizus. Teach us about its Zrizus. Because why? Right when Naomi, let's see, the 3 months passed, as we said at the end of the last parak, she said, okay, Rus, you have to act. And the Hu Iftiach L'Sadr Enyan, and Boaz says, I'll take care of it today. Don't worry about it. Today I'll take care of it. Why is it so acting as Zrizus? Chazal tell us that night he was with, after the next day they got married, he was with her that night, and the next day Boaz died. Boaz died the next day after the marriage. If he would have waited at all, and if Naomi would have waited at all, then Malchus Beis David wouldn't have been born. So you see, the whole parak, the whole story, is all about the idea of Zerizos. There is another comment from the Mishpat Zozov here, that it was the time of the winnowing. So he says this, HaKesher bein pu'ula zos le'inyana efshar lomar. What does winnowing do? HaFrada bein haklipa lemotz. It's taking the shell and the chaff off of the inside kernel that you want. And what now? Rus is going. Rus from Moavia is going to Boaz. Boaz is going to winnow. Boaz is going to throw away the chaff, the negative parts of Moav, and take the good parts. Rus, afsha isol a klipa mitzad ayosa Moavia, aval hayodea lahavchin ulahavdil, yodeas malasa pnimis, the esaiker. That is a good time to do it. It's also a time of simcha, and when people are besimcha, they act properly and they make good decisions. Verachatzt, and therefore you shall wash. Naomi says, Vasach, that you shall put on makeup and perfume. Vesam simlo sayich, and you should put on special clothes. Rashi says, Big Day Shabbos. Some say it's Big Day Yehudi. Alayich, viyarad hagoren, and you shall go down to the goren. Right, in these words, they're spelled, once it's spelled viarat, and you shall go down, but it's read viarat, but it's spelled viarat, the T, as if Naomi is saying, I'm going to go with you, I'm going to be with you. Hagoran, al tivadi lo'ish, make sure nobody sees you at kaloso lechav lishtos until he finishes eating and drinking. Don't reveal yourself. Vayi b'shachvo, and he went to sleep. Yadad es hamakom mashiish kavsham, go, make sure you know where he's sleeping. You don't want to go and wake up one of the other guards, ubas v'gilit margalosav. And you shall go and be megaleh, reveal literally his legs. You'll reveal his legs in the middle of the night. What does this mean? So the Mesudas David says the question that we're all asking. This act does not seem like such a tsanua act that Naomi or Rus should take part of. If we just look at the surface, so neged mishpatat tznius v'rachok ma'od midarkei yeshus chayo. But when you think of the depth of the righteousness, this is a very old man and a very much younger girl. What's she trying to do? Right? She's trying, v'shem shamayim, tizrach hashkashem es yofi, kavanas pulas eshes chayel zos. All right? Efshari, so he says, that's if you think about it deeper, one would realize, right? Because the players were who they were. So in this situation where they were acting l'shem shamayim, there was room for this to happen. Again, they had the Ruach HaKodesh element, the Siyata Deshmaya element, similar to Yehuda and Tamar, where Tamar had this element too, but we recognize that nothing happens. it was all. They were very strong about it, and Boaz was sure about it, and Ruth was sure about it. But nothing happened. And again, this relates to what we discussed in the Hagdama of the Sefer. The Achronim point out, the Magen Meshurim points out, that Malchus Beis David comes from murky roots. Malchus Beis David comes from these stories of Yehuda and Tamar and Lot and his daughters, and here Ruth and Boaz, because Al Pi Kabbalah, it's brought in unseemly garments, because this is the basis. This is going to be one of the tremendous gifts that the world is going to have, and therefore it has to come in these garments. But again, if you look at the story, look at the details, it was all Hashem Shemayim, and nothing happened at night. Adera Drush, Vigilit Margalosav, you shall reveal his Margalit, which again reveals his legs, but it also might mean another remez. That it's quoted from the Saba from Kelm, also quoted here in the Mishpat Zov, that Margalit are his pearls, meaning his midos, right? Be Megala, show, go on that situation, and Boaz is not going to do anything. And Boaz is going to be out of the Kovashis Yetzer, as we'll see, talk about soon. Chazal pick up on that too. So what happened, these are the instructions that Naomi gives to Ruth. Vatomer Eleha, Kol Asher Tomri Eli, Eseh. Whatever you tell me, I'll do. The word Eli is read and not written. One of the few times, sometimes we have a Kri and a Ksiv in Tanakh, where one letter is different. Here, the word is missing. The word is not even written. And Chazal pick up on why that is, but Ruth says, okay. Vatera da Goren, she goes down to the Goren, Vatas, Kecholasher Tzivata Chamosa, she does everything that her mother-in-law commanded. Rashi points out that she flipped the order, right? Naomi said, first, take a shower, get dressed, and then go down. She first went down and then did that, because she didn't want anybody to see her. Boaz ate and drank, and his heart was good. Vayitav libo. Rashi, Esek, Osak, Batorah. Asak Batorah. Boaz was Yitav Lev, Asak Batorah. He was Kovash Yisra. If you remember Achashverosh in the beginning of the Esther, it says Tov Lev also, Tov Lev Bayayin. You see what happens when wine gives you tov lev, and you see when Torah gives you tov lev, right? Vayitav libo, vayavo lishkabik seharema, he goes on the side of the bundles, guarding the bundles. Vatavo balat, she comes in private, vatagal margalosav atishkav, and she revealed his legs, and she laid down at the foot of his bed. Vayiba chatsia laila, vayecharad ha'ish, all of a sudden, he became scared. Vayecharad, what is that? Rashi, kesavar shadehu, bikish lizok, he was going to scream. He was going to scream, v'hi ochazto v'leposo bizroseha. She calmed him down. She calmed him down. Vayila face. Vayila face. He didn't know what was happening. V'hine isha shocheves margalosav. There was a woman in bed. In the bed. V'tomer mi'at, who are you? V'tomer anochi rusa masecha. I am Rus, your maidservant. The Gemara says that this was a tremendous nisayon for Boaz. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Dav Yud Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara compares the different nisyonos of certain people in Tanakh. The Gemara says, Palti ben Laish, right? Palti ben Laish was not with the wife of David, it was Michal. She did not try anything in all the times that he was with her. Ma'asa na'atz cheref bein olav eina amar kol ha'osik b'dav hazeh yitaka b'cheref. The Chulu. Then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan, Tokfo shel Yosef and Vesanushel shel Boaz. Yosef, and it was amazing with Eishes Potiphar, but that was nothing compared to Boaz. Well, it was nothing compared to Boaz. Says the. Let's just continue. Tokfo shel Boaz and Vesanushel shel Palti ben Laish. Yosef was nothing compared to Boaz. Boaz was nothing compared to Palti ben Laish. Tokfo shel Yosef and Vesanushel shel Boaz. Dechsiv ar pasik. Vayba chati alayla vayachvar eish vayila face. My vayila face. Amar avshanasa besaro kirashi lafasos. He held himself back. What does that mean? Like the tips of turnips. Rashi. Niskasha. He was excited to be with her. V'yafal pi came kavash yitzro. V'yafal pi shepnuya haisa. V'imo b'mita. She was not married. They were in bed together, and yet nothing occurred. Yosef, she was a married woman, and they weren't in bed together. Right? So that made it easier, so to speak, even though it was a tremendous nisayon for Yosef, too. And then, Tokfo shel Boaz, afasunus shel Shabbatim Laish. Why? Because it was just one night, Rashi points out. Boaz was one night. Palti was many years that he had to deal with this. So it was a tremendous kfishas yetzer that Boaz did, but he did it. And he asks, who are you? And she says, Anochi Rusa Masecha, Ufarasa Knafecha Lamascha, please put your cloak on me, Rashi. And Chazal pick up on this, that it's a Lashon of Nisuin, Ki Goel Ata, because you are the Goel. We'll have to pick up with this next in the next parak a little deeper. What does it mean, Goel? You are the closest relative. Rashi points out that in Parshas Bahar, right, the Psukim say that a relative has a responsibility to redeem a field, to redeem a person who is taken by someone else. Alecha liknos, kene gamoti ima, she yizachar shiva meisal nachlaso, bikone, bigoal the field, and then bigoal me along with the field. Vayomer brucha at lashem biti. And he says, let you be blessed. Yet you be blessed. David HaMelech considered the fact that Boaz blessed her and didn't curse her as a tremendous nace. Says the Medrash right here. Chatzos Lailo, David HaMelech says. Akum holdos l'chal mishpatei tzivkecha. Get up in the middle of Chatzos. So he says, V'tstakos, the Medrash says, She'asisa im zakeini v'im zakeinosai. You did a chesed, a tzedek, with my great-grandparents. Shilu, heichish laklala, achas, me'ayin ayiti ba. If he would have cursed her, where would I have come from? V'nasata b'libo u'bircha. Shenemar brucha at l'ashem b't. He called her a daughter. Interesting. He calls her a daughter, b't, and Na'am, he called her a daughter. They both called them a daughter. Brucha l'ashem b't, heitavt chazdeich ha'acharon min harishon. Right? Your latest chesed, but that you're going to try to do with your dead husbands, you're trying to be goel min harishon, is greater than the one the rishon that you were with Naomi. Levilti leches acharei bachurim imdal v'masher. You aren't interested in the younger folks. You aren't interested in a younger boy. You dafka wanted me. Va'ata biti altiri kol asher tomri aselach. Whatever you say, I'll do. Don't worry. Ki yodea kol shari me. Everyone knows. Ke'eshes chayalat. Everyone knows the type of person you are. And there's not going to be any questions. V'ata, ki amnam, ki im goel anochi. I am a goel. I am a relative. V'gam yish goel karov mimani. But there's one that's closer. Who's closer? Rashi points out. Tov. Right? Rashi said the next, we'll read the next pasuk in a second. But even before that, this pointed out that Boaz was also at a stage where thought he was hopeless. He was 80 years old. He lost 60 children. He lost a wife. And that's it. He's getting very old. Like, how is he going to continue? His generations are going to continue. And Rus, and they come together, these two people who seem to be life without hope, and they come together. Lini halayla. So what does Boaz say? Stay here tonight. Boaz is risking his own reputation by telling her to stay. He should say, get out of here quickly, quickly. No, he says, sleep here, because he's worried about her covet. V'haya ha'bava boker m'yugalech tov yigal. And what Pasha says means, if the other goal redeems you, good, fine. V'im lo yachpoz l'galech u'galtech. Anochi Chai Hashem, and if not, I will redeem. Shichvi at a boker, just stay out till the morning. According to one Chazal, the name of the other brother was Tov. The name of Ploni Amoni was really Tov, right? And Rashi quotes it here: Amar Bishu ben Levi, Salmon, Elimelech, V'Tov, Achim Hayu. They were all brothers, right? It's one relative closer because Boaz and Naomi were first cousins, but you have to go to the line above for a closer relative, as we will talk about. So. We'll see in the morning how it goes. I swear, Chai Hashem, I swear. Rashi also quotes, maybe he was swearing to his Yitzhahara. HaYeshaya Yitzro Mikatrago. Ata panui v'hipnu yabalai. His Yitzhah that was Taiva. V'nishpa shalo yobo le'eladini su. And he swore that he won't try anything except if they were married. V'tishka margolosa v'araboker. So she stayed there till the morning. V'takam v'terem yakirish esre'ehu. She got it before anybody could see. V'yomer al yivada kiba isha v'gorin. And he said, don't tell anybody that the Isha came to the Goren. Right? Even though it's pointed out that if he could have married her, it would have been mutter. But it would have still been Achil Hashem. And somebody like Boaz had to take the high road in terms of being above and beyond any suspicion. Vayomer havi hamitpachat asher alayach. And all of a sudden he says, please give me the mitpachat that you're wearing. Ve'echziba, and hold it out. Vatochezba. Vayomad sheis se'orim. And he measured six Seorim into the handkerchief, Vayashas Haleha Vayavo Ha'ir, and he took it, and she took it. E.F. Sharashi says, Lomar Sheis Se'im, Shein Darka Laseis Kamasu Yizeh, what, it was six Se'ah of barley? That's a huge amount. No. El Seorim Mamish. It was six barley seeds as a remez. The remez Shasil Laseis Me'an Ben Shemizbarach Mashesh Brachos. So Rashi quotes, she's going to have a descendant that's going to be blessed with six brachos. Ruach Chachma, Bina, Eitzek, Vura, Ruach Das, V'yiras Hashem. The Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadi Gimel says that she was going to have six descendants with six different midos. The Gemara says, Remez Ramaz Lash, Asidin Shisha Banam Laseis Me'an Shemizbarach Mashesh Brachos. By the way, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. And the Gemara goes through each one based on Pesukim. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that it's David is not Mashiach, as it says here. But anyway, so he gives her these seeds. Vayashas Elav, Vayavo, and he comes into the city. Vayavo, it says, and he, Mistama, he accompanied her the whole way, even though it was dangerous for him. Vatabo al Chamosa, Vatomer, Miat Biti, who are you? Meaning maybe she's asking, are you still single? Vatagela, Ace Kalashar Asala Ha'ish, she tells him what the man did. Vatomer, Shesha Sarma Elan Asanli, he gave me these six barley seeds. Kiyomar Elayal, Tavoi Rekam al Chamosech, you can't go home with nothing. Vatomer, Shvi Biti, okay, Nami said, we did our Ishtablus. Now you have to wait. Adasher Tedin Echipol Davar. Let's see how things fall. Kilo Yishkod Ha'ish. This man will not stop. Kiyem Kila HaDavar Hayom. It's going to happen today. It's going to happen today. It has to happen today. Maybe she knew that today was going to be his last day. Okay, we will stop here. Next time we will pick up with the last parak in Sefer Rus.